Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Lulu Hartchin, and today I'm going to talk to you about Blindfold Horse Race. This is one of the series of games from kidfriendlysoftware.com. I can't speak too highly about the Blindfold games. There are a number of them, I think now 25 or 26 in all. I love these games. There are all kinds of games, some of which you need earbuds or headphones to play and some of which you don't. And I really do like them. They are free to install, but if you would like to purchase additional coins to play them, you get a few coins to start with. If you'd like to purchase coins, you can purchase coins, or if you don't want to purchase the coins, you can listen to advertising videos to get additional coins to play. The reason I like these games so much is because they are simple to play, but that doesn't mean that they're easy. They can be extremely challenging, as you will see in a little while. There are word and card games in this series, but there are also some extremely more whimsical kind of games that really do push the envelope for me, and that's why I love this series so very much. Blindfold Horse Race is a game where you race a horse against two others through a series of different races. You can do flat race, you can do steeplechasing. You can do steeplechasing in figure of eights, where you have to steer your horses right and left, as well as jump. Now, I will be able to demonstrate some of this to you, but not all, as I've said, this game is challenging, and some of it I absolutely simply cannot do. So all I'll be doing is falling flat on my face. So we're going to launch the game now, and I will take you through its menus. I'm going to launch the game by double tapping.
Welcome to Blindfold Horse Race. To learn how to play, tap the help button.
Each Blindfold game has an extensive and well-thought-out help menu. If there is more than one game, you get a games guide, which takes you through each game in turn. And you always get a user guide, which gives you a very good overview of how each game is to be played. You also get a settings menu, which we're going to explore in a moment, as I think this is speaking a little too fast at the moment, so I'm going to turn the speech rate down. I'm also going to take you through the kind of races that we can have. But for now, let me just flick right with my finger till I find settings.
Learn to race. Time trial. Race. 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 Select. Steeplechase. Figure. Long. Long. Figure. Long. Long. Pick horse. My score. Help. Settings. Button.
There we go. I've just flicked right till I've got to settings. And I'm going to double tap that now.
Settings. Game settings. Heading.
There are lots of settings here.
Less talk and sound effects. Now it is off.
I'm going to go through these.
Horse can stumble. Now it is off.
I don't want the horse to stumble, thank you. Because I have wonky fingers and it would always be stumbling.
Max strides before fence for a good jump. Now it is 5.
I'll talk to you about the strides before a fence in a moment. 5 is plenty.
End race on missed jump. Now it is on. Post my new high score to none.
I don't post my high scores or wins to Facebook or Twitter because I don't like cluttering up people's timelines in that way. So we don't want to do that.
Customize voices.
Now, here we can customize voices. You might have heard Blindfold Games demos before, and you might have heard that they come by default with the Samantha voice. I don't happen to like that, so I use Karen. So let's just go in here so I can turn her speech rate down just a little.
Customize voice, double tap. Voices. Cancel. Button. Voices. Heading.
Flick right.
Save. Button.
There's the save button.
Select the voice settings for your actions and for your opponent's or the dealer's actions. To change the speed or pitch of your voice or the opponent's voice, tap the info button. Voice for your actions is Karen. Speed is fast. Pitch is 5. Volume is default. Button.
So we're going to flick right again.
More info. Voice for your actions is Karen. Speed is fast. Pitch is 5. Volume is default. Button.
So I'm going to double tap on the more info button so that I can change things here.
More alert. Use this voice for Set speed button.
Set speed button. We're going to double tap that.
Set alert. Change speed for speaking. Super slow button.
And here are the options. We're going to just flick right. We won't have it on super slow.
Very slow.
Not
button.
Very slow.
Slow button.
But we will have it on slow, I think. Maybe if you're not used to iPhone speech, you'll be able to hear what I'm doing a little bit better. So we're going to double tap the slow button here.
This is how your actions will sound.
More info. Voice for your actions is Karen. Speed is slow. Pitch is 5. Volume is default. Button.
There we go. So now we're going to press the done button, which is at the top left of the screen.
Select the voice settings for your save button.
The save button, rather, not the done button. You're going to double tap that.
Settings. Customize voices. Post my new high school end race. Max horse can stump. Game settings. Done. Button.
And here's the done button. We're going to double tap that.
Settings. Button.
And we're back in the main menu again. So now it's about time we learned how to race. Learning to race is actually very easy. What you need to do is you need to make little steps with your fingers. You use your index and middle fingers and just tap them alternately on the screen. The best way of practicing this is to do a time trial. So let's do that right now. I'm going to find the Learn to Race option on the menu.
Selected. Steeplechase. Race. Time. Learn to Race.
I've just flicked left till I've got to the Learn to Race option. And I'm going to double tap it.
Learn to race.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting game, learn to race. Tap the screen to begin your lesson.
Okay, so then I'm going to tap the screen.
Walk your index and middle fingers on the screen to spur your horse to run. Swipe down with 3 fingers when you are ready to calibrate your galloping.
Galloping. Now, this is about as fast as I can go, so I'm going to swipe down with 3 fingers.
Now gallop your horse as fast as you can. Each time you hear twang, it means you are going faster than before. Swipe down with 3 fingers when done.
As fast as I can go.
Your horse's speed is now calibrated. Going back to main menu.
There we go. I didn't hear any twangs, but my fingers aren't particularly fast, so that's about as fast as I can go. So now we're going to do a time trial. Timing trial over about a furlong should take about 12 seconds. It takes me longer, because as I said, my fingers aren't very fast. So let's time a trial, shall we?
Help. Button. Selected. Learn to run. Time trial. 1 furlong.
Here we go. Let's double tap that one.
Time trial. 1 furlong.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting game. Time trial. 1 furlong. Tap the screen to start the time trial. Sherry Baby finished in 14.2 seconds. Race is over. Swipe up with 3 fingers to return to the main menu, or swipe up with 1 finger to race again.
Cool. That wasn't bad, actually. I've actually done it longer than that. So 14.2 seconds. That's about 2 seconds over the average time that it should take to gallop a furlong. Now I want to talk to you, before we start racing properly, about an upgrade that you can purchase called Pick Horses. You can purchase this for, I think, about $3. And it's a good one to buy because it lets you pick horses to race against as well as picking the name of your own horse. If you don't have it, In post two, your horse is always going to be called your horse. If you buy Pick Horses Upgrade, you can actually name your horse. I named mine in that instance, as you saw, Sherry Baby. I don't know why, I just think it's rather a nice name. So it's really rather nice. If you like to add new horses to race against, which is kind of a cool thing to do, it lets you add what kind of tracks they're good on, what percentage of winning they have, and all kinds of great cool things like that. So the Pick Horses Upgrade is a really nice thing to have. So let's swipe up with three fingers to return to the main menu.
My scores button. Selected. Time trial, 1 furlong. Race, 3 furlongs.
We're going to do a race in a moment, but first of all, I want to do the pick horses thing so that I know what we're going to be running against in the race. And I also want to change the name of my horse for this coming up race.
Settings.
I'm just going to touch the screen. It's somewhere near the bottom here.
Help. My scores. Pick horses.
Here we are.
Button. Pick horses. Pick horses. Heading.
Double tap pick horses.
Done. But Sherry Baby in post two. Tap to change. Button.
So Sherry Baby in post two. Tap to change. I'm going to double tap that.
Text alert. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Insertion point of start.
Okay.
Name horse.
It's asking me to name my horse. You'll hear the iPhone move away a little bit. I need to hold it away from the microphone to input text. So excuse me while I input the name of the horse. Just 1 second.
Braille screen input. Orientation locked. Landscape. Screen away mode. Dot six. Cafe. P. P. R. E. V. I. S. P. Dot six. Cafe. E. Portrait. Characters.
There we are. I've input a name. If I flick left here.
Name your horse. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. A Plevis Ace. Insertion point at end.
Trust her to pronounce it wrong. I've called it Applevis Ace.
Cancel. Okay. Button. Okay. Pick horses. Random in post three. Tap to change. Button.
Now, there are lots of horses that you can pick from, some of which come with the game. There are some here that I've added, but there is an option that you get a different horse with each race. So there's a random horse in post three and a random horse in post one, and I'm going to leave it that way.
Random and a Plevis Ace. Done. Button.
So I'm going to hit done.
Selected. Time trial. 1 furlong.
And we're going to have a race.
Race. 3 furlongs.
A 3 furlong race, I think. And we'll just double tap that.
Race, 3 furlongs.
Using 1 coin to play, you have 288 coins left. To replenish your coins, click Get Upgrades. To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting game, race, 3 furlongs.
In post one, Majestic Prince. In post two, A Plevis Ace. In post three, Mango Tango.
Oh dear.
Tap the screen to start the race.
Now Mango Tango is one of mine and he wins a lot. So this is going to be a hard one. So all I'm going to do is walk my fingers from the top of the screen to the bottom as fast as I can and really hope I can beat Mango Tango. This is not a sure thing. Let's see what we can do here. I can't talk and race at the same time, so do excuse me. You will get commentary. One moment now, and let's see where we go.
And they're off. At the quarter mark, A Plevis Ace is first, followed by Mango Tango with Majestic Prince at the end. Rounding the halfway pole, A Plevis Ace is leading. Coming up on the third pole, A Plevis Ace is in the leather Mango Tango. A Plevis Ace won this race in 29.9 seconds, with Mango Tango behind by 32 steps.
Oh-ho!
Congratulations, you should post your score to Twitter or Facebook by tapping the screen twice with 2 fingers. Swipe up to play again, or swipe up with 3 fingers to return to the main menu.
Applevis Ace is a good horse, he walked it! He walked it, didn't he? Showed Mango Tango his heels. Nice one. Right, let's swipe up to return to the main menu.
Selected.
And let's race, try a longer one.
Race, 1 mile. Race, 5 furlongs.
Should we do 5 furlongs or a mile? Hey, let's do a mile.
Race, 1 mile. Race, 1 mile.
Using one point to play. To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting game, race, 1 mile.
In post 1, citation. In post 2, a plebis ace. In post 3, mind that bird.
Tap to start. Oh,
none of these are mine. Now we should be able to show our heels to both of these, actually, if I don't do anything stupid. So let's see how we go. Tap the screen and...
And they're off.
Don't you just love that sound effect? So good.
At the quarter mark, a clever ace is first followed by citation with mind that bird at the end.
Keep on going. If you get a nice steady rhythm, you don't have to make your fingers hurt.
Rounding the halfway pole, a clever ace is in the lead.
This is actually the longest race I've ever done.
Third pole, a clever
ace
is in the left end citation.
My fingers are getting tired now. Let's hope we can hold it.
Ace won this race in 99.1 seconds, with citation behind by 177.
Congratulations, you should post your score to Twitter or Facebook by tapping the screen twice with 2 fingers, swipe up to play again, or swipe up with 3 fingers to return to the main menu.
Right. Yes, that's the longest I've ever done. I have never tried a 1 mile before. It actually gets quite tiring to your fingers. The secret of it is actually you don't have to lift your fingers up very far. You just make light little fluttering gestures and then your hands won't get tired out. Right, now let me show you my Waterloo. This is the hardest for me and I come to grief more often than not. Let's try steeplechasing. Now with steeplechasing, what you have to do here is you have to run, but also jump. You hear your horse galloping, and then you hear a bell. This is telling you that you're about to come to a fence. When you hear the bell, you have a certain number of strides before you'll need to jump. If you jump too early, your horse will then bump into the fence and the race is lost. If you jump too late, your horse crashes into the fence and falls down. Now, you heard me say earlier when we were looking at the settings about the stride settings that I would talk about them later. You can actually alter the number of strides your horse has to take before it needs to jump after you hear that bell. The default is set to 5, which I think is plenty, which means that you need to take 10 steps with your middle and index fingers on the screen before you swipe down with 3 fingers to jump. That's the way it's set at the moment, and I think it's actually plenty. I've tried altering it, and it doesn't get any easier if you make it shorter or longer for me, so I've left it at the defaults. If you've jumped properly, you will hear a double twang-twang bell sound to say that the jump has been successful. As well as the straight steeplechases, There are also figure of eight and long figure of eight steeplechases of varying lengths, which I haven't had time to flick all the way through. But the steeplechases get more and more progressively difficult, with more and more jumps in them. But I don't find even the very smallest ones terribly easy, so let's see how I get on here.
Steeplechase time trial, 1 furlong. Steeplechase time trial.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting game, steeplechase time trial, 1 furlong. Tap the screen to start the time trial. Crashed into fence number 1. Race is over. Swipe up with 3 fingers to return to the main menu, or swipe up with 1 finger to race again. Starting race 4. Tap the screen to start the time trial. Is over. Swipe up with 3 fingers to return to the main menu, or swipe up with 1 finger to race again.
Now, you only heard one of my missed attempts. It actually took me 4 to get through that. But I find it really quite difficult to coordinate my hands to run and jump, so I'm not going to take you through a steeplechase. I just cannot get through one. I've never completed one, not even the very smallest one. I just can't do it. I love the flat races. I really do. They're great. But the steeplechases are beyond me. And the figure of eight steeplechases, I wouldn't even dare to attempt them. Which is what I mean. The games get progressively more challenging. And that's why I love this game so much. I live in hopes of getting through a steeplechase one day. I got to the 4th fence once before crashing down. So that is my demo of Blindfold Horse Race. It's such a good game. It's very fun and very addictive, especially if you do get the upgrades. If you can get upgrades, get unlimited coins, buy extra coins, get the horse, pick horses. It's so worthwhile because this is a great developer who needs supporting if you possibly can. So I hope you've enjoyed this little podcast. I will be back with more podcasts very soon. In the meantime, do take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.